And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. It's my pleasure to host today's show along with Robert. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Sherry. Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Doing great.
And we're here from the Prescott Chamber, and we have some great guests today. We have our friends from Akronite. Can't wait to hear about that. The Girl Scouts ACPC Prescott Service Unit, and our Grand Marshal, Melissa Ruffner, and of course some updates from the Prescott Chamber. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
So what do you have planned for the second Saturday of every month? That's right, the second Saturday of every month. Well, get out your calendar and mark down smoked St. Louis ribs at Prescott Brewing Company. Served all day, all night, a nice stack of ribs, surrounded by house-made cowboy beans, coleslaw, and a green chili cheddar cornbread muffin. Roxanne here. Did I say second Saturday of every month? Smoked barbecue St. Louis ribs for only $16.99. Right here at Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Santa, it's great to see you. Ho, ho, ho. And it's great to have you back at Olson's. What's that you say? You love pets and can't wait for them to get into a picture with you? I think we can take care of that. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Every year for the past 32 years, we've brought Santa and pets together for Christmas pictures, no matter whether they've been naughty or nice. Pictures with Santa are a tradition here at Olson's, and this year we've got Two Shots Photography taking the pictures. You just pick one of several backgrounds, and they'll work hard to get just the right pose, and you can be included if you want. $5 from every package will be donated to local animal charities. Santa will be sliding down the chimney and waiting for you at the following Olson's: Prescott on Saturday, December 1st, Chino Saturday, December 8th, and Dewey on Saturday, December 15th, and no appointments are necessary. Good enough just isn't. Ho, ho, ho!
Happy holidays, Northern Arizona.
This is Dave Barrett. On behalf of everyone at Barrett Propane, I'd like to sincerely thank all of our loyal customers for trusting us, a local company, to be your propane gas provider. Please remember that we're here for you and we're ready to serve you throughout this holiday season. Old friends and new, for all your propane needs, call us today at 636-1600 or log on to BarrettPropane.com. Happy holidays from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Merry Christmas.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, you're here to introduce our first guest.
Thank you, Sherry.
No
our first guest
to us.
Is a pretty special guest, because Scott Curry, representing Akronite,
And Scott Curry is actually with the Chamber of Commerce, too, doing our events, too. So thank you for your support on Agronite.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm confused.
You're confused. You don't know which hat to put on. No. Scott has many hats with the Chamber, and he worked very hard with his wife, Jill, on Agronite with all their volunteers, too. Tell us a little bit about Agronite.
Well, this year will be our 30th year of Agronite, which is really unbelievable to think that it started with 8 stores and 8 groups. And it was Mr. Acker's vision to have music downtown. He loved children's music. And so 30 years ago, Yvonne Anderson came and with some key people and started this. And it was Mr. Acker's vision to introduce the residents of Prescott to downtown businesses by putting music in the stores and having a fundraiser to benefit children. And it's grown from when I started the committee on Agronite. If we brought in $3,000, we were so excited. And last year, we brought in enough to give each school district $5,000 for their music program, and we gave out 68 private scholarships for private lessons for kids.
And that is just amazing. Last year was my first year experiencing Agronite, and I've been involved in a lot of events throughout my career. I have never experienced such a magical evening.
It really is, I think, Prescott's finest night. And it's just one big street party for 3 hours during the holiday season, and with the courthouse lights all lit. And now we close a couple streets. We have dance performing groups that are dancing in the street. We have roving minstrels, a couple groups doing that now. And then we have 140 stores. We have 140 businesses this year with over 150 groups that volunteer their time for 3 hours each year to come and entertain the people that come
back.
And
it's all volunteer, and all these stores support Agronite.
Yes, we do charge the stores a fee and to bring in a musical group.
And that goes right to
the scholarships. And that goes to the scholarships, and we have tip bags in every store that we encourage people to bring their ones, fives, and tens, and
20s,
20s,
hundreds.
And that would be wonderful. And when you go into Hear Group, they all love, they phone us after Agronite. How much did we bring in? How much did we bring
in?
Yeah,
it's kind of exciting to kind of count your bag at the end of the night.
I'm sure the Chamber of Commerce brings in the most.
No.
Well, we have the best group. We have the ukulele.
A second best.
Guild, so we love having ukuleles at our business. So.
Actually, for the last several years, Road One South has been at the Elks Theater, and they've been, but they can sit, you know, what, 600 people.
Right.
And, but they bring in the most, and they're not there this year. We're having a really nice Prescott group, Sugar and the Mint. It will be at the Elks
Theater.
They're
very popular.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful.
And they're going to do 3 one-hour shows. And Road One South was going to take a break, but rumor is that Santa phoned them and said, you don't take a break from Christmas. And so they called and said, okay.
You go, Santa.
And so they're going to be a country bank this year.
Oh, okay.
Nice. And so we're really excited about that.
Well, that is great. And so the musicians, they volunteer their time as well for all this.
Some come from the Valley up to Prescott.
Uh-huh.
We had one group come over from Las Vegas because they heard what we did. There's no other place in America that we know that does it quite the way we do it in Prescott. So we had a group from Lake Havasu come over and meet with us early this year, and they would like to have something like Agronite during the summer over in Lake Havasu on their main boulevard. So they'll be there on Friday night, December 7th, which the opening ceremony starts at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. That's going to be kind of exciting. And at the end of the opening ceremony for the last 4 years, we have the community sing the Hallelujah Chorus. If you've never been there, it's worth just coming down to hear 500 people sing the Hallelujah mm-hmm. Chorus. It's
That's a hard one to sing, though. Yeah. I have a hard time singing.
We could try it right now.
One of the listeners.
We're going to invite Sherry Hammond.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I'm all about that, and that would be great. So what else is – I know that, if I recall, Scott, there's scarves.
Oh, there's
fancy that scarves.
Fancy that in town. It's a store that we have in town.
Mm-hmm. Gift shop. They're down on Granite Street.
On Granite Street, they are wonderful, and they've just stepped up to the plate every year. Last year, they sold 1,000 scarves and gave Acker $10,000.
Wow. That's
and
amazing.
And I heard she ran out.
She did. And so there's going to be, I think, maybe 1,200 or 1,500 this year. But they don't start selling them until about 4 or 5 o'clock on Acker night. And they sell out because they've been, now they're called the Acker Scarf.
Uh-huh.
And people are collecting them, and they're just...
Well, they're really nice quality.
Oh,
they are.
Very
they're
much.
Warm.
For $10.
Yeah.
And it supports Acker Night, so that's
absolutely
perfect.
And we'll have a few at the Santa tent. We'll have Santa there for people to take pictures, and I'll give a plug for the chamber that Santa and Mrs. Santa Claus is going to be after the parade on the courthouse. In a tent that we're going to decorate, and people will be able to have their picture taken with Santa and Mrs. Santa that day too.
Yes,
also.
Santa loves Prescott.
Oh, he'll come anytime we ask him.
And that is just great.
Yeah.
So Acker Night is Friday, December 7th. Starts at 5 o'clock.
Opening ceremony.
I'm going to be leading the Alleluia song.
Well, probably not. You'll probably just be...
part of the participants.
Yeah.
Hopefully that won't scare people away.
I won't be doing that. I was kicked out of the church choir, so that's not good. Scott, is there anything else that we should know about Acker Night besides just come on down, support our community, support this beautiful cause for our children to have music.
And just like the Christmas parade, the courthouse lighting, Acker Night, try to carpool with people. We even have Uber in Prescott now. Take Uber down. Plan to come down, and because it's not the easiest thing to do is find a parking space, but you can find one, and we are so spread out now, mm-hmm. no matter where you park, as you walk into downtown, you're going to be passing stores that have musical groups in it. You might not even make it to downtown because you'll be so caught into what's mm-hmm. going on the outskirts.
Absolutely. And if anybody needs any information about Acker Night, who can they call?
Please. Don't call us, but you can go to AckerKnight.com.
You can call the Chamber of Commerce. We'll take care of it.
Thank you very much. But you go to AckerKnight.com, and we're going to be posting the program. Yes. And so people can look up and pick out their favorite.
So the program will be on site.
We'll be on site.
And they can pick them up at the stores, the shops that have musicians.
And just about.
And at the Chamber Visitor Center.
Yeah. About 4 days before Acker, we'll have printed programs.
Perfect.
And we'll distribute them. Most of them go to the Chamber of Commerce.
Scott, thank you for being here today. I know we have you very busy with the parade and the courthouse lighting, and you and your wife, Jill, volunteer to do Acker Night.
Yes, we do.
And we greatly appreciate all that you do for Prescott. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A here for the Prescott Chamber. And Robert, you have our second guest, and you're going to introduce her.
Thank you, Sherry. I'd be happy to. Our second guest is Kim Bartels, representing the Girl Scouts Arizona Cactus Pine Council. Welcome to the show, Kim.
Well, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the Girl Scouts and the Arizona Cactus Pine Council.
Okay. Well, I have actually been a Girl Scout for 23 years, so more than half of my life, as a girl, then a leader, and now staff member for council. So I actually cover three service units, which cover from the Paulden and Chino area through Prescott, Prescott Valley, all the way down to Anthem. So we have quite a few girls in that area. Just in Prescott, we have about 200 Girl Scouts.
Wow.
And about 170 in the Prescott Valley, Chino Valley area, too. So it's a pretty strong presence up here.
Absolutely. And you're in charge of all these young ladies.
Just helping the troop leaders. Mm-hmm. And Prescott is a big area for Girl Scouts as well, because we have two Girl Scout camps here, Camp Maripai and Willow Springs, that Girl Scouts from around the state and even from other states come into Prescott to go to those camps. And you don't even actually have to be a Girl Scout in a troop to go to the camp. You can sign up for summer camp.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you can always sign up for summer camp even if you're not in a troop.
The so-called jamborees, you know, when I was in the Boy Scouts many moons ago.
Oh, the Boy Scouts.
We called them jamborees.
Yeah. Well, we have an encampment.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
But girls can sign up either individually and do their own thing and just sign up for the programs that we offer, or they can join a troop, or they can just participate in summer camp. Anyone from kindergarten all the way through 18 through high school.
Wonderful. So when we hear Girl Scouts, I mean, I immediately think about the cookies, which is a great, is a fundraiser for you. But refresh our memories of what the girls are involved in, what's going on for the Girl Scouts nowadays. Anything new and exciting, or what is the focus of the Girl Scouts?
Okay. Well, Girl Scouts is really a leadership program for girls to give them a safe space where they can be themselves, and it's to build girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place is kind of what we try to do. It's basically putting some leadership skills hidden into our four main program areas, which is the life skills, outdoor skills, STEM activities, and financial literacy. And the financial literacy is actually our cookie program, which is quite a bit more involved than just selling cookies. As the girls get older, it gets much more advanced, from not just greeting customers and counting change. They learn all the way up to writing a business plan and things that they would need if they were going to open their own business someday.
That is phenomenal. You don't realize that it's a learning process for them, too.
Oh, yes.
From that perspective. So that's great. And so you see the Girl Scouts sounds like it's strong. It's been growing. It's continues.
Yes.
And how old is the Girl Scouts program?
Over 100 years.
Over 100 years.
Yeah, 1912.
Wow.
Just in our council, we serve about 20,000 girls.
That is.
We try to reach every girl everywhere, regardless of, you know, if they can't afford it. We offer financial aid. We offer financial aid for summer camp.
And that's just this area. 12.
That's 2/3 of the state is 20,000 girls.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great stuff.
Well, we need to tap into some of these Girl Scouts that, with the business plans thing. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Volunteers for us at the chamber would be wonderful.
And there are some that are very involved, earning their gold awards and doing some amazing things around council. Even one of our Girl Scout camps, you can even take an aeronautics program and fly a plane during camp. So people get the idea it's cookies and crafts and some camping.
Right.
It's also robotics and
and
leadership civil service and community service. They really have a big variety. It's mostly because it's girl-led and girl-planned. And the older they get, the leaders are kind of just there to guide them, and the girls make the decisions in the troop. So each troop varies quite a bit based on what the girls in that troop want to do.
Wow. So they get to choose what they're involved in.
Absolutely. They have ownership in the troop and what they plan to do.
That is just amazing. So do they have any requirements for volunteerism? How does that look or feel?
We always need volunteers.
Okay.
I know people are often like, I was never a Girl Scout. I can't be a leader. That's okay. You can be a leader, and we try to have a team of leaders so it's not so overwhelming where you feel like I've never done this before. But also we can take volunteers that just want to help in an event or want to put on a day where girls can just earn a badge in something that that person is a hobby of or, you know, really well-known, experienced in. They could just do a badge with the girls or team up with their business, let the girls take a tour of their business and teach them about whatever they do. But to be a regular volunteer, they just need to register and be background checked.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And what are some of the things that the Girl Scouts is involved in from the community at this time?
Well, right now, we have several things going on, and there's always things throughout the year. We have a troop, the 1653, just helped prep meals for the Salvation Army before Thanksgiving dinner. They are also building a Monarch Butterfly Way Station at the Basis School. Troop 371 is doing a toy drive right now. And 3145 just built lending libraries around town where you can trade out books and just borrow books. And 449 just decorated doors for the U.S. vets. And then there was also several troops that worked together, and they worked on the Empty Bowls event that was a few months ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
And the Granite Creek cleanup, and there's just always ongoing, you know, care packages for soldiers or going to nursing homes, or each troop just comes up with things that they would like to do. I mean, besides being in the parades, and you see them out and about parades or flag ceremonies, but there's a lot of community service. Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing the Girl Scouts at the Veterans Parade recently. Mm-hmm. They were handing out the little flags.
Yes.
So that was fun. But one of the groups were, I don't know which
one. And they'll
one.
Be at both of the light parades, the Prescott and the Prescott Valley.
Okay,
well.
Great. Yeah. So and they'll be in our parade coming up on Saturday, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. Say you're a nonprofit and you wanted to connect with the Girl Scouts, what would be the best avenue for someone, or, you know, anyone, a business who wants to either volunteer their time or maybe have the Girl Scouts come in and do help them? What would that look like?
They could either email me directly at kbartels@girlscoutsaz.org, or the Prescott Facebook group for Prescott Girl Scouts is also an easy way to just message the Prescott Girl Scout Facebook page. If you'd like to volunteer or join a troop or be an IGM, individually registered, and just want to join Girl Scouts, that can also be done through the website of GirlScoutsAZ.org, and just click on join, and they can help you connect with what troops have room available, or if there's just something that you want to volunteer for, help out the service team, and then we can get you started.
So there's no certain time. You can sign up anytime to join, or you don't have to wait for the beginning of the year.
Nope, anytime. All year. You can even start a troop anytime someone would like to, all year. It only takes 2 adults and 5 girls to get a troop started.
Wow. So what's the average age of the girls?
We start at 5, okay. So kindergarten, okay. All the way through high school.
Okay.
There does tend to be a few less high schoolers as they get social lives, but we do encourage them to stay in through high school because it's really good for scholarships. If they achieve their Gold Award, which is the highest level in Girl Scouts, the highest award that a Girl Scout can get, they can, if they're going in the military, they can start at one rank higher than if they hadn't gotten their Gold Award.
Okay.
So if there's anyone that's looking at military enlisting at some point, that's a really good thing to keep in mind, is to stick with it, do the Gold Award, which is a community service project.
Right, right.
And then, that gets you a little bit higher when you start out.
Mm-hmm. So, Kim, you have been involved in this for a long time. You said over 23 years?
Yes.
And now you actually, this is a career for you.
Yes.
And so what do you find most rewarding for yourself to be in it for this long and just be so involved?
Well, I always felt that if I had daughters, I would become a leader. So I did that for 13 years because my mom was my leader, and she did it for 25 years. So as soon as I had daughters, I was very excited about that. But I've watched these girls grow and change from looking up to the older girls at their leadership positions and then watching them grow and change into those leaders. And, I mean, we know that there's so many girls that say, oh, Girl Scouts was fine, I was a brownie, or, you know, I was a junior. But when you find those girls that say, Girl Scouts really changed my life, I don't know where I would be if I hadn't been in Girl Scouts, that's when you know... You know, serving a lot of girls, there's some that we are really reaching, and then you know that you're making some impact.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I do it.
Well, I think that it's, you know, I mean, again, when you hear Girl Scouts, you kind of have this vision of, you know, like you said, the camping and all that.
Yeah.
But it's so much more than that, the leadership and the whole business plan writing and all of that, and the entrepreneurship that they're trying to put on. So I just I congratulate you for, I mean, you have a large area. You've been leading this, and I congratulate you for your success.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And I just want to let everybody know to watch for the Girl Scouts the end of January. Our cookie sale starts.
Oh, can't.
So we will be advertising a cookie locator. They're not allowed to sell online on Craigslist or anything like that.
Right.
But they will be outside of Walmart and Fry's. They're allowed to sell on their own Facebook pages, but not public. So you'll see them outside of the stores on the weekends. Safeway, Fry's, and Walmart especially have partnered with Girl Scouts to allow us to do the booths. And we also have a partnership with Joann Fabrics.
Oh, wonderful.
They may be out there part of the time as well.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should sell them at the chamber.
We could.
You have to have a Girl Scout selling them.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
They have to be involved in the sale.
We would be.
They could stand right up front.
That's right.
That sale is so much more than a fundraiser, and that's how they fund all of their activities the rest of the year.
Absolutely. So. Well, Kim, thank you for being on the show today. We appreciate all that you do. What's your favorite cookie?
Oh, the Samoa.
Oh, there you go.
That's kind of a newer one, though, isn't it?
I know. It's been around a long time.
Here you go. Well, we're so glad to have you on the show, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Dashing through the snow, to CVS we go. A $10 cash card for beauty brands and bows. Lights to dress the tree and stocking gifts galore. Candy cards and photo gifts and deals. deals throughout the store. At CVS Pharmacy, we've got all the little things you need this holiday, like a $10 CVS cash card, yours when you spend $30 on select items like Hallmark cards, going on this week. Plus, M&Ms are 2 for $6. Dash to CVS Pharmacy today. Restrictions apply. See CVS.com/weeklyad for details.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Introducing the on-the-go holiday tradition, the Fruitcake Shake!
Grandpa Willie here. This holiday season, remember to shop less and scratch more with the 6 new holiday scratchers tickets from the Arizona Lottery. Play for millions in prizes on tickets starting at just $1. Plus, try the new super-sized $20 holiday countdown ticket with top prizes of $500,000. Now back to your regularly scheduled commercial.
Party and shake things up this holiday.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. The late Congressman Ed Pastor was instrumental in establishing Arizona's light rail system and Chase Field in downtown Phoenix. Arizona Diamondbacks president and CEO Derek Hall pays tribute to the Arizona Democrat.
It's definitely a sad day for our organization. He was such a good man, great leader, instrumental in bringing us here with the stadium.
The congressman served from 1991 to 2014. He was 75 years old. You can hear a first-hand account of the Yarnell Hill Fire as part of a free public event.
The Osher Lifelong Learning Institute will host a Munch and Learn session on the Prescott campus on Sheldon Street tomorrow afternoon at 12:30. Author Diane Helm is scheduled to read excerpts from her book, Fire on the Wind, which details the first-hand experience of living through the 2013 Yarnell Hill Fire. The fire killed 19 members of the Granite Mountain Hotshots. The presentation will take place in Building 3, Room 119. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Mostly clear this evening before showers move in tomorrow afternoon and Friday, chilling your overnight to about 35 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with windy Thursday highs near 53, blowing in a windy and rainy Thursday night low near 34, warming Friday with more rain to only about 45. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, down to a mostly clear 38 tonight, mostly sunny and windy tomorrow, a high near 62 before the Thursday night and Friday showers, cool Friday's mostly cloudy high to only 52. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues on KQ&A.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Happy holidays, Northern Arizona.
This is Dave Barrett. On behalf of everyone at Barrett Propane, I'd like to sincerely thank all of our loyal customers for trusting us, a local company, to be your propane gas provider. Please remember that we're here for you and we're ready to serve you throughout this holiday season. Old friends and new, for all your propane needs, call us today at 636-1600 or log on to BarrettPropane.com. Happy holidays from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Merry Christmas.
Prescott Brewing Company's 25th annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement here, but think yummy house-made Italian sausage, beer-braised bratwurst, and Dewey Hero Sub, a different entree each week of the month. At only $12.99, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott's hometown brewery, Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, oh man, we have a very special guest here right now.
We sure do, Sherry.
Is Santa here?
Yeah.
Santa might be here.
Santa could be here. You know, who knows? He could be outside in the parking lot. We have the Grand Marshal for our annual Christmas parade here with us today on the show, Melissa Ruffner.
Oh, and
welcome to the show.
So excited. I cannot tell you.
We're honored to have the Ruffners, the Ruffner name in our parade.
Yeah. Wonderful. And I made sure that my mother, Elizabeth Ruffner, had already been in the parade before I would accept, because she is the grand dame. So.
Well, and that was one thing when the parade committee was talking about the Grand Marshal, you know, they were like, and when we had that conversation, it was kind of like that, you know,
sure.
Like, well, we're just checking in. But you have done so much for Prescott, Melissa, and we are so thrilled to have you as our Grand Marshal for 2018. It's our 36th year for the parade.
I know it is.
And you have a special story because you love parades.
Well, I've probably been in every, starting with the kiddie parades at the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. I have a picture of my sister and I dressed as, well, we were both actually being the Statue of Liberty, but nonetheless. But, and then my children, even when they were babies, I used, just like moms do now, I brought them in a carriage. One of them is now a retired Marine sergeant.
Oh, my goodness. Time flies.
So, you know, it's the parades in Prescott have always, it's really the epitome of everybody's hometown. And, you know, the intrinsic word there is home.
Yes.
Because people of all ages, people of all backgrounds, we really have a wonderful town here. And I am often on motor coaches taking tourists around, you know, to tell them about the history of our town and so forth. And they say, you have no graffiti. I said, we have graffiti. We have volunteers. All you do is call them and it's taken care of. You have no trash. We have volunteers. And not only that, we have a city maintenance department that takes care of things before the event ever ends. So volunteers really run this community and this county, and we couldn't,
proud residents too.
Yes, and we couldn't do without them.
Yeah.
And by the way, the only reason that I'm involved in 5,000 things, have you met my mother Elizabeth? Okay, because she was just on the front page of the Courier at 99 in a golf cart going out to save the Dells.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope that when she gets to those pearly gates, they're in good shape, or there will be a committee formed, and you can count on it.
Oh, man, that's great news. And you've done so many things. You know, you talked about the tour groups and welcoming tourists that are here, and I know recently we've had quite a few of them. We've been keeping you busy with that.
Yes.
But you also were really instrumental for helping the Prescott Chamber of Commerce refurbish the beautiful building that we're in.
Absolutely. You know, I belong to an author's group down in Phoenix, and I heard that Donning was going to do, had been doing a number of books on communities, but never one in the Southwest. And Prescott was the first community that they hired someone to do a Prescott pictorial history. And I wrote them a letter and just said, oh gosh, let's see. My great uncle George won the family business in the Palace Saloon on Whiskey Row. My grandmother was the first public school music teacher here and probably in the county and probably in the territory, and she wouldn't marry my grandfather until it became a state because she was not getting married in a territory. And I went on and on like that, and they sent me a contract. So, so that book actually, I had to buy books just like everybody else at wholesale and make a little profit. But what that really paid for was the going back to the original look with those rounded windows, those arched windows, and we didn't even know what that looked like because, you know, when I was in high school, that building was a teen canteen, and it didn't look anything like it looks
exactly
now. So, yes, I was very, very proud to be able to do the pictorial history of Prescott. And every once in a while, I serve on a committee, and somebody will say, well, you know, is that really – here's an example. Is that a square or a plaza? Okay, this is a jump point with me. And I'll say, well, there's a book called Prescott, A Pictorial History by, oh, I don't know, Melissa Ruffner.
Yeah.
And on page such and such, there's a map of our original town site, and it pretty clearly says it's a plaza.
Yes.
Even the fourth graders from Skyview School know it's a rectangle.
And yeah, so it's our Yavapai County Plaza.
It is. And
yes.
And Robert Groom is the one who surveyed it, and he that's what it became known. That's on the original town site map.
Yeah,
that's my source. But anyway, back to Christmas.
That's right.
I love Christmas. When my daughter was in boot camp at Parris Island, we waited to have Christmas until she got home on leave, which was February.
Ooh.
But, you know, Christmas, I have friends who don't celebrate it this time of year because they feel that the wise men couldn't have followed that star at that time. The whole idea is that a little boy was born who made a great big difference in people's lives. And I think that instead of presents like gifts, that presence, like being present in the moment and just saying nice things to people. I have a Chinese philosopher who says a kind word warms four winters.
Mm.
Okay, it was the Panda Express, you know, the little snack they give you.
Yes.
but still, I mean, I wave at people in my neighborhood and in town and smile at them. We have a large population of people who are homeless, 30% of whom are veterans. We have people who go out and help them. The new access channel
has
channel 65.
Yes.
And we're doing remarkable things. So Christmas isn't just one time or one season. We can be kind and help people at many different ways and in many different venues. And sometimes not even realize the influence or the reach that it has. But now let me go back to Christmas as a kid here in Prescott, because I was born here, and the day before Christmas Day, so that'd be the 24th of December, Mom used to take us down to the corner of Gurley and Montezuma Street, and across the street, which would be Catty Corner now from where the Hotel St. Michael is, was the Piggly Wiggly grocery store. And they used to have surplus, so they would have Santa bring over oranges or apples, whatever was left, and also ribbon candy.
Ooh.
And I don't eat ribbon candy anymore because I save my calories for chocolate. But but that was like, in fact, there's a photograph of Mom taking us kids, my sister and brother and I, down to, and you can clearly see Santa. And I've looked for Santa in many different places that I've gone. Up in Alaska, Santa has some of his reindeer at Fairbanks.
Oh,
And he and Mrs. Claus often stop by there. So I made sure that I waited around until they came in just, you know, to get something warm, like hot cocoa or hot cider. Mm-hmm. And I said, could I sit and have a picture with you?
Aww.
Because now I can impress not only my children, but my grandchildren and my great nieces
and the whole family.
The whole family. So anyway, yeah.
Well, you know, it doesn't, just hearing your stories about the rich history of Prescott and this community and the giving of the community.
Right.
It is of no surprise that we are Arizona's official Christmas City.
Oh, yes, and Rose Mofford, when she was governor, dubbed us that.
Yes.
But we knew that even before she made it official, because people are very kind and giving here.
The spirit is around. Our earlier guest was Scott Curry from Akronite.
Oh, yes.
And we were talking about how Akron started and, you know, just, you kick it off. Well, we had the light parade after Thanksgiving,
yes,
and now we're going to have this parade, which you will be leading us with.
Yep.
And then we're going to turn on those lights in the courthouse plaza.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
And so
I like her so much. I'd hate to have to correct her, Robert. But you know me. I just, I can hear
just
my
like
mother.
Your mom,
I'm
going to
behave. I'm a quick study here. But you have some things that our guests can't see, but what do we have here?
I know it's radio. See, there are two Christmases in Prescott. I don't know if you realize this, but there's the Christmas that we celebrate this time of year.
Yes.
But there's Cowboy Christmas.
Yes.
Because we see families and cowboys at the 4th of July that we don't see the rest of the year. And this was especially true before we really started doing professional rodeo, when these were cowboys and families who were coming from ranches, and we knew who these families were.
Uh-huh.
And so, it's just remarkable to see the people who we get to be friends with again at the 4th of July, because that's a huge deal too. And it was for the cowboys as well, because sometimes they could earn day money, or they got to visit with people they didn't see the rest of the year because they were busy working their ranches and so forth. And it really is, when you look from the plaza over to what used to be Bashford Courts and you see world's oldest rodeo.
Yes, yes.
We actually were named in a game, Trivial Pursuit. And the question was, where's the home of the world's oldest rodeo? And the correct answer was Prescott, Arizona. And Pecos, Texas took us to court.
Oh, my goodness.
Over the answer to that question. But we had proof. Stan Lehman actually worked pro bono, and we had proof in court. And we are the home of the world's oldest continuously held rodeo. And my great uncle George, the sheriff, was one of five men who helped start that. So that's always been a huge, huge, that's two Christmases.
There you go.
We really love Christmas.
That's right.
But anyway, so I do have, and I'm going to bring this to the gala tomorrow night.
Oh, yes.
But I'm not going to bring it on the parade because it's just too fragile. But these are sleigh bells from the Ruffner Plaza Stables.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
And these went across the chest of the horse.
Oh.
So that as they were dashing through the snow in a white horse, open sleigh, you could hear the jingle bells.
Oh.
And we've had these in our family ever since George Ruffner, my great uncle, my dad's uncle, closed the Ruffner Plaza Stables. There's a beautiful plaque there right next to the Chamber of Commerce building about the Ruffner Plaza Stables. But these are quite important to us. And, we used to have Christmas plays at home. My daughter Mary once played the Virgin Mary, who was going to give birth to Jesus. And she couldn't think of anything to say, so she said, "Oh, the pain." So, we've always really had a lot of fun and felt very loving and giving all through the year, but especially at Christmas time.
So those sleigh bells have been very everywhere in the family. You need to kind of give those a little jingle.
Let's hear a little jingle. Oh.
That's a beautiful sound, isn't
it? There's history. Uh-huh. Now, you have one more thing. We're going to run out of time, so very quickly.
No, you mean I'm talking.
Very, very quickly. What is this other piece? It looks like
this is called a corselet.
Ooh.
A corset is worn on the inside, and we won't go into detail about unmentionables. But a corselet is on the outside, and it was made by a dear friend of mine, Sue McDonald. And she actually, I think this is called embroidery.
Yes.
But it says 2018 Christmas Parade Grand Marshal Melissa Ruffner. I may be wearing this to bed. I don't know. I think I'm going to wear this a lot.
Well, tomorrow evening at 6:00, we're going to be celebrating you and all of the sponsors and businesses that help us put all of this together.
We couldn't do without them.
There's not enough thanks.
Yeah.
For all of that, but we're going to be at the Plaza View Ballroom from 6 to 9 p.m., and we'll be honoring you there. And then on Saturday at 1 p.m., Melissa Ruffner is our 2018 Grand Marshal, and she'll lead the parade, help us get this parade started. for our 36th annual.
Well, and I'm thrilled, and now I'm really in with the kids and my family, because obviously I know Santa.
Well, yes, and yeah, and that's another great thing. Santa's going to be staying after the parade from 3 to 5 on the plaza.
Yes.
Maybe you could come greet some of the kids there.
Oh, I would love to.
That would be fun.
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to. I just want to say one thing real quick. There's a picture that Bob has of me showing me holding a chain. There is a fish at the end of that chain.
Oh.
Okay? It's very small, but it's the first one I caught.
Melissa Ruffner, thank you for everything. Thank the whole family. We're so thrilled that you're our 2018 Grand Marshal.
Well, as you can tell, I'm excited.
Just a little bit. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Counting down the weeks. Counting down the remaining 2018s on the Finley Toyota Prescott lot. Counting up the savings. The biggest cash back, best incentives, and lowest APRs are right now. A brand new 2018 Camry comes with $1,500 cash back or as low as 0.9% for 60 months. You also get Toyota Care, a complimentary maintenance plan, including roadside service for 2 years or 25,000 miles. And we guarantee to meet or beat the price on the same year, make, and model as any Phoenix Toyota dealer, so you don't have to make the drive. And you can keep your hard-earned dollars right here at home. The weeks are counting down. The inventory is counting down. The savings are counting up. So rush to Finley Toyota Prescott and get your new Camry with $1,500 cash back or as low as 0.9% for 60 months. Online at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com. Thank you for voting Finley Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier 2018 Reader's Choice Award for Best Automotive Dealership.
Finley Toyota Prescott. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, wow, it's been an action-packed day.
It sure has.
Christmas. And I want to continue the conversation. On November 15th, we launched a new program at the Chamber, which I'm so excited about. It's our gift certificate program. And basically, the idea is to keep our dollars here locally and support our Chamber members. So what you can do is come on down to the Visitor Center and see Robert,
yep,
or one of our great volunteers.
See our smiling faces.
Yes, and buy a gift certificate. and you can redeem it at any one of our over 30 and growing list of chamber businesses that will honor these gift certificates.
And it comes all wrapped up in this cute little bag.
You don't even have
tissue.
To wrap it up. So what's great is that you can buy this, and for that person, we all want to thank somebody, but we don't know what to get them. This gives them the option to choose what they want.
Yep.
And you got anything from spa to services, maid services.
Yeah,
so, you know, have all kinds of stuff. So I encourage you to please consider that for a gift this year. We're selling them all the time. It's always available at the Chamber of Commerce.
So support our local businesses downtown and beyond in the Prescott area.
There you go. And we can you talk a little bit about what's going on?
God, everybody, it's Arizona's Christmas City. So as you well know, there's many, many Christmas City events going on. I'm going to start off by the Hometown Christmas Parade, which is our 36th annual, and that is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and that is Saturday, December 1st, this Saturday at 1 o'clock. So come on downtown. And right after the parade from 3 to 5, we have Santa and Mrs. Claus, who are going to stick around and free pictures with the kids. So come on down for that, too. The courthouse lighting will be followed by the parade at 6 o'clock on December 1st, again, Saturday. And that's our 64th annual, and that will be on the north side of the Courthouse Plaza.
Absolutely. And some other things, we have the Enchanted Christmas. It's an indoor tour of lights, and that's kicking off on November 30th through December 30th. And that has a new location.
Yes, that is a brand-new location, and that will be just a block from the downtown square. So very convenient to come down and see the lights and all those good things. And that's going to be at the Depot Marketplace, which is where Sprouts is. So people always know where Sprouts is. That's the Depot Market.
It is. And we took the grandchildren there last year, and it was so much fun. And, you know, there's the 26th Annual Gingerbread Village display at the Prescott Resort.
Yep, that's open 24/7, so you can go anytime to see that at the Prescott Resort and Conference Center.
And the big one,
special event, is also December 1st. And so you can come down and see the courthouse lights at 6 o'clock and then right down the street to the Charlotte Hall Museum for Frontier Christmas. See how Christmas was celebrated years ago in the Prescott area. And that's from 6 to 8:30 at the Charlotte Hall Museum. Again, that's a Frontier Christmas.
Yeah, so there's so much going on. The list is long, but there's shows, music.
Yeah, get on our website. Yeah. It's probably the best. Or come down and pick up a printed schedule. Our website is prescott.org, and just click on events.
Yeah, and you can find everything that you want to go to. And don't forget Acker Night on the Friday, December 7th.
Yep, and that's from 5 to 8:30.
Very good. Well, you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. Thanks for listening today.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.